This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Yankees just forced Game 6 with a 4-1 win in the Bronx. I'm very surprised that they won tonight, to be honest with you, because they have sucked so bad at these three games in New York. The two prior, they were terrible. They couldn't hit. And then you get a Hicks three-run bomb and LeMahieu hit one. So two home runs in a game, and that was it. It all happened in the first. 4-1 was the final. And now what, tomorrow night, Carver High in Houston is game six?
Tomorrow night, game six, and it will be a battle of the bullpens. So anything could happen, I guess, tomorrow night, right? Now, you don't like what would face you on Sunday night, but who cares about that? Just win tomorrow night, and then who knows what happens on Sunday. You could have a first inning like you did tonight against Verlander, right?
You could have a first inning like Verlander. You could.
Now, I thought that they had an opportunity tonight when they got 30 pitches and four runs on Verlander in the first. I figured, you know, if you can win this game, they're going to run that bullpen tomorrow. If you can get this guy out of the game and start digging into those guys that they got to use tomorrow, that could really be a huge advantage for you. They did not do that. Verlander basically went rocking chair from the second through the seventh inning, threw like 70 pitches total in those innings. It was just flew right through
it.
So everybody.
He had one bad inning.
One bad inning, the first, and then the Yankees did not touch him the rest of the way.
Well, that was the same thing as what Cole did to him. He got a lead, and it was over. 2-0,
right.
It was over.
But the main thing that the Yankees got tonight was, not only did they get a big hit in the first inning, they got A-plus performance
from the Big Maple.
From the Big Maple. Paxton giving you six innings. The run in the first inning, you could even say, wasn't even his fault. Gary Sanchez, who continues to have a, you know, he just couldn't stop balls behind the plate. So that got him a run in the first. Paxton was excellent. I thought Boone, you know, Boone likes the quick hook. I thought he was going to go get him, like, only, you know, right at the start of the sixth. He knows, too, what he's got heading for him tomorrow. Let him go the sixth inning also. Really strong.
Who's going to pitch tomorrow?
Same thing. They're going to run all their guys. Green will probably start, you know, and but everybody's going to touch the ball tomorrow. You know, Green will start. They're going to probably need a couple innings out of Hap tomorrow. Ottavino's got to show up. He's been awful in this series.
He's been awful.
And then they got to get to these same guys, the Canelys, the Brittons, and the Chapmans, like they did tonight. Canely wasn't sharp tonight, that's for sure, but that's what tomorrow is. But the Astros have the same thing tomorrow. You know, they got to start. They got to basically throw guys in the first five or six innings that have not pitched a lot in this series.
So now that we know that they're playing in Houston tomorrow night, I want to see right here if the odds are out already for that game.
I'm sure.
They are. It's Houston minus -140, and they're saying, they have no pitchers. They just have Yankees plus 130.
For either team, right? For both teams, they don't have pitchers listed. It's going to be a mishmash of guys for both teams. It should be a very interesting game.
You can't be serious. You think they're going to actually force a seventh game?
Well, look, I thought that tonight was the hurdle, obviously. I didn't think that they would beat Verlander tonight.
I didn't either.
I just did not.
I lost that bet.
And they're not going to pitch Cole on 3 days rest tomorrow. They're going to save him for Sunday when
right.
he's at full strength in case they need him. So now, tomorrow, everybody's throwing everybody.
And then otherwise, if he doesn't go, if they win, then he'll pitch game one of the World Series.
Right. They have that also in the back of their mind, I'm sure. But tomorrow is a true anything can happen. You don't have true starting pitchers pitching on either side. It could be a very interesting, crazy type of game.
8:08 East tomorrow in Houston, 7:08 their time.
But we destroyed the Yankees last night, and deservedly so with the way that they played last night. I will say, they came out tonight and they showed a little heart, and they give them a little credit tonight. They did come out and didn't lay down like I thought they would after the way they laid down last night. They got to Verlander early, pitched great. That's a nice job by them to get back on a plane to Houston tonight.
I still don't think they have a chance to win.
I do not think they will win two games in a row in Houston. I do not. Could they win tomorrow night? Absolutely, they could win tomorrow night. I don't think that they could. If they got to Sunday, I just don't know. Because by then, you would have had to use all these guys. Tonight, you had to use Britton and Chapman. You're going to have to use them tomorrow if you win that game. By the time you get to Sunday, they've got a guy who's going to throw 120 pitches. You know it. And he's going to be great. And you're going to go with Severino for who knows how long. And then you're going to have all these guys gassed.
He can't get anybody out, Severino.
But you know what? If you get to Sunday, just get there. Worry about it when you get to Sunday.
I'll give you that.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.